Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I am your host, Aaron Seitz. And today on episode 11, I'm going to discuss the temptation that comes from looking at player and team rankings and ratings. Rankings and ratings are all around us in the world of sports. There are preseason rankings and postseason rankings, and I'm sure we've all heard the terms five-star and two-star. You get scouting reports and player reports. Fans enjoy it, because you can look at those ratings and rankings and they find a lot of fun and interesting information. And they produce a lot of sports talk fodder for radio and television. And, you know, for those fans of teams, gives them a chance to have daily bragging rights over somebody else, and they can use those for that purpose as well. And while all that is a lot of fun and entertaining, for many athletes, when they look at the high school level, it's the first time that they've been rated as either individuals or as a team. Now, many of these ratings and rankings have a purpose. They're a guide for college coaches on the recruiting trail. They get followed by fans of high school and college teams and help them understand a little better where teams may fall at the current time. And they also are really helpful, especially at the college level, in promoting excitement around games that are coming up. There's nothing like getting ready, say, for a college football game where it's number one versus number three or number one versus number two. And you get that excitement that goes with that. But I also believe, especially at the high school level, these can be a distraction to both players and parents if not looked at appropriately. Some of the pitfalls that come when players and parents focus on the rankings and ratings are that it becomes easy to get distracted. That distraction can take away from team goals, and it also can take away from what's really truly important, which is daily growth and improvement. I know at the high school level, if you're looking at improving and growing each day, and you mix that with the preparation and planning for specific opponents, that's going to allow the team to be the most successful that they can be throughout a season and allow the athletes to get the most they can out of the athletic experience. I believe there are four things that athletes and parents need to make sure that they consider and think about when it comes to ratings and rankings, and how we can keep them from being a distraction to our young athlete. Number one, don't use them as a means of setting expectation. I always get concerned when we use player ratings or team rankings and focus on them too much or talk about them too much, because it really sets an artificial bar. And my fear is that some athletes and some teams look at that bar as almost an imaginary ceiling. And if they're rated at a certain level, they might find that there's extra pressure or difficulty to try to break through that level. I also think, though, it can be something that allows people to short sell themselves. If you're working to somebody else's expectation and not the expectation that you have for yourself and your team, then you're really cheating yourself of the full experience. That energy and that focus should be on making sure that you're each day as an athlete and as a parent that you support your athlete in working towards their highest level possible and helping them help their team reach their highest level possible. Don't use any kind of ratings or rankings as any means of setting an expectation for that athlete or their team. Number two, there is a quote attributed to former President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, that goes, "Comparison is the thief of joy." I believe when young athletes and parents spend energy focused on how the athlete compares to others in an arbitrary ranking, we're really stealing joy away from the competition and the playing of the games. There doesn't need to be any comparison to others when it comes to that in the arbitrary ranking system. The comparison comes from competing on the court or the field or in the pool or on, you know, in any level, any activity that you're doing. It comes from the competition. An athlete needs to make sure that they're free emotionally, mentally, and physically to go out and perform at their personal highest level possible so that they can help their team succeed and do their role to help their team succeed to its highest level possible. We have to make sure that we help as parents support our athletes, and athletes need to make sure that they work to get themselves in the proper mental, physical, and emotional state so that they can focus on the task at hand, performing their role for their team to the absolute best of their ability. Number three, winning is hard. Anything that takes away from where the focus energy needs to be in order to win takes away from the ultimate goals at hand. We need to make sure that we help support our athletes. And athletes, you need to make sure to always be engaged in the endeavor of planning, preparing, and competing. So that looking at players' ratings and looking at team rankings can sometimes undermine the actual work that needs to be done to accomplish the goals at hand. I always take, for example, the New England Patriots. Whether you like the Patriots or not, and frankly, I don't agree with all the tactics that they've used over the years, but two things I respect and appreciate. In a league like the National Football League, where parity keeps most teams right in the middle at 8-8, and the slight record adjustments from that going up and down are based on several plays, a handful of plays throughout a season, the Patriots have had sustained success for two decades. When I analyze and watch what they do, I believe it comes down to two things. Number one, the players and coaches always talk about do your job. Not somebody else's job, not anything above or below what you're supposed to do. It's your role, fill it to the best of your ability, do that job, you'll be successful. The second part is they are constantly looking to improve. When you think about the words that you hear from Bill Belichick, although he doesn't say a whole lot publicly, and you think about the words that you hear from the players and coaches, it's always constantly about improvement in the next game, improvement in the next day of practice, improvement, growth. It's always about moving forward. It's rarely about, if ever, looking back at what they've accomplished or how they're playing in the game before, what they're doing. It's always moving forward. How can we get better? I think those teach great lessons to our young athletes that we need to always constantly be looking at how we can grow and making sure that our focus is on doing what we can to help ourselves and our team be the best that they can be. And by doing that, you're going to help reach the goals that you have and reach the goal of winning. And again, winning is hard. Avoid any distractions to it. And lastly, it is not where you start, it's where you finish. I always laugh the most at preseason rankings. That's the most arbitrary thing you can have, are preseason rankings and preseason individual awards. We haven't even played a game yet. Don't know how the season's going to go. You don't know who's improved and who hasn't. And I think it's unfair to both the athletes and teams to take those and put any stock in the preseason awards and rankings. I believe the most important ranking and what takes care of itself is the one that gets put forth by the performance in the games, in the competitions. And those get born from the putting the right effort and doing the right things at practice and in preparation to make sure good things happen. Seasons are long. They're filled with many ups and downs. And players and teams are going to perform high and low throughout a year. But the most important thing is to continue to work daily, focus one day at a time to get better and find growth. And if we're focused on some sort of arbitrary preseason rankings and letting that set any kind of tone at the beginning of the year, then we're already going to be off on the wrong foot. So I'm just saying, go out and play and let that play speak for itself. I appreciate you listening to today's podcast. I challenge everybody to think about some of the things I talked about today and to make sure that athletes, you stay focused on what's important in helping your team win and be successful. And parents, let's support our kids in maintaining the right focus of their energy and helping them be as successful as they can. And stay away from the temptation of the arbitrary ratings and rankings of others. Again, I appreciate you joining me on this podcast. If you get an opportunity, please check out my website at www.#competitionmatters.com. It's all one word. The bottom of each page of my website, I have links to my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I post on there regularly, having good tidbits and information that is available, hopefully help athletes and parents get more from the experience. So I thank you for listening today, and I challenge each of you now to go out and do some things to make competition matter.